It was last October that I fixed my attention for the first time on the time task territory matrix. First in helping groups be effective, and as a rather task-oriented person, that was very easy for me to transport and create or help groups reach to the place where they understand what they want the task to be or what the task at hand is. The time one is also really easy for me to manage and support others in managing it. And territory, there was something mesmerizing about it. There was something magical for me about it. I had a very deep intuitive understanding of it. And somehow it stayed with me. It kept spinning those circles in my head, coming up in conversations and random discussions I had with people. Really, really mesmerizing. And as I'm walking now and thinking again of the obvious things, territory is about rules, it's about boundaries, but what lies underneath rules? What is the very fundament of rules, of values? And this removes for me the only intuitive understanding of territory and takes it to a more conscious level. And it's a beautiful thought. It has a certain stability, like these fundaments being values. This feels really stable. It feels like something you can rely on, something you can trust. This adds a new layer of understanding to the time task territory yet again. Viewed from this perspective, I see task as the point we want to get to, the where or what. Time being the pace at which we move. Not only the amount of time we have for a certain meeting, not only the end point, but also how fast or how slow. What's the dynamics? And territory, describing the how do we want this, what we're aiming to achieve, to be like. How do we want the end goal to look like? And how do we want the way to be like? What kind of a journey do we want to create together? Territory related to rules, how we communicate and how we collaborate, how we work together. That can come in handy. This is one you can use. This is one you can... It's crossing a small spring. This is one that can help you to communicate with the group. To say, guys, it's not like us. We don't work this way. We lost ourselves. We lost our spirit. Let's get back to what is us. I'm really looking forward to the next time working with a group. Inviting everybody to take the participant facilitator role. The role where you share, holding the space. Where it's everybody together, checking every now and then if we're getting to where we want to get to. If this is the pace the group wants to go. If this is the way we are. If the way we relate to one another reflects our concept of ourselves, and invite everybody to pull it really close and have a close-up look at that. And then also be ready to let it go. To let yourself just dive into one element and lose sight of all the others. Trusting that the group as a whole will take care of it. Paying attention that when something's really important for you, when you hold something really dearly, that you don't hold it too tight, that you don't end up being the only one in the group responsible for it, potentially ending up feeling lonely, and potentially not letting others contribute and share the responsibility. I realized I got carried away. Now it's only the geeky me talking to the geeky you facilitators out there. And I'm wondering, can anybody whose focus is not on working with groups, with group processes, get a kick out of that? I don't know. So continuing, I'm thinking of task and territory and the relationship between them again. Thinking that task is also the description of roles. It's the description of what am I doing where I am. And territory tells me where it ends. And where I am allowed to tell somebody, it's all right, I'm taking care of that. You can focus on yours. And I really like discovering those dances between elements, between components, and the multi-layered character where they shine like holograms. And I also catch myself using the dance metaphor or the waves metaphor, the ebbs and flows a lot. And a reminder, an orange reminder light goes off in my head. Thinking back to the UVIS, to the European Conference of Visual Facilitators and Practitioners I attended a month ago. But during one of the sessions, we were discussed mental models and metaphors in visual facilitation, and were reminded to pay attention to what metaphors we use and why we use them. When do we use metaphors? Because we like a metaphor, simply. And whether we use a metaphor because it fits or because it's easy for us to apply it. So I'm putting a reminder to myself to be more careful with the dancing and the ebbs and flows.